Over the last 30 to 40 years, there's been a 55% reduction in mortality for childhood cancer.
Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz is a pediatric hematologist-oncologist at the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Sacred Heart in Pensacola. He says it usually takes some time before many childhood cancers are recognized.
Any sign of new diagnosis of cancer is very nonspecific. So it's hard to say a family should look for a child being pale or having excessive bruising, because a lot of the symptoms can represent just about anything else. I think the concern becomes when something persists.
Finding childhood cancer is not something that happens a lot. Nationwide, about 15,000 children are diagnosed with cancer each year, and the vast majority of those kids survive their diagnosis and their treatment. Of course, childhood cancer is not just one disease. It's made up of 12 major types and over 100 subtypes.
The most common type of cancer we see is leukemia, and the leukemias that we see in kids are generally different than those seen in adults. The second big class would be brain tumors. And the interesting thing about brain tumors is many brain tumors are actually benign tumors. They're just in a very bad location.
When it comes to treating cancer in children, Dr. Schwartz says they use pretty much the same toolbox as they do for older patients.
Many of the drugs that we use are the same drugs that are used in adults, but how we dose medicines, we're much more aggressive in children. So we can give bigger doses, we can give more intensive dosing schedules so that we can be more aggressive in treating the cancers. And kids tolerate it way better than most adults.
In addition, genetic markers can now be used to judge just how intense and aggressive a child's treatment should be.
Genetic testing of tumor cells has changed how we can stratify or risk stratify cancers, so that we now know when tumors have certain genetic markers, they need more aggressive therapy versus others that may need less aggressive therapy. It changes the intensity of therapy, and we can really risk stratify how we treat kids.
In addition to genetic markers, targeted chemotherapy and immunotherapies are also increasing the survival rates of cancer patients, both young and old. According to Dr. Schwartz, the biggest problem, which should come as no surprise, is funding.
Most pediatric medicine is a money-losing entity. The federal government funds, in the big picture, very little money towards childhood cancer. So out of the entire federal government funds for cancer research, only about 4% goes to kids. So the majority of funding to help childhood cancer research comes from organizations and individuals.
When a child is treated for cancer in any hospital, the medical part of the process, drugs, hospitalization, other treatments, that gets taken care of either by insurance or by other arrangements. What is not taken care of is what is called child life programs.
So if we have a child that's in the hospital for a week or a month or several months, it's trying to keep those kids engaged and keep them entertained and keep them enjoying themselves while they're going through everything. So there's a lot of resources that we utilize that don't really get funded.
Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz says people can help by donating time or money to the Ronald McDonald House in Pensacola or by giving items on the Children's Hospital wish list. You can find a link to that list on our website, wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.